talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And the most consequential thing happening in Congress right now, most consequential piece of legislation in a long, long time, is the infrastructure bill or bills. Let me give you the update, and let me give you the background of what is really happening. So the other day, the Senate with 19 Republican votes, 19, 50 Democratic votes, 69 to 30. There's one guy from North Dakota who didn't vote, a Republican. That's why there are only 99 votes instead of 100. 69 to 30 passed the hard infrastructure bill. After a lot of negotiation, a lot of give and take, about $1.2 trillion. We went over yesterday in detail how much going to roads, how much going to bridges, broadband, airports, water systems, public transit, absolutely essential to upgrade the infrastructure, the hard infrastructure of this country. It then goes to the House. The House has to pass it as well. And if there's some minor differences, like the House wants to do something here and not do something there, then it goes to a reconciliation committee, to a committee, senators and members of the House that go back and forth. And then they agree on a final version and they go back to their respective chambers. The Progressive Caucus in the House has said that they will not vote, not even vote on the hard infrastructure, until the Senate also passes the soft infrastructure of $3.5 trillion. So this one was about $1 trillion, actually a little like $1.2. Another $3.5, total of $4.7 trillion. What happened is Manchin is already saying, and he already said he thought that was too much, that's had to come down. He engaged in a little speech making, a little speechifying. He goes, well, this is irresponsible. But what he's really doing is sound bites for his radio commercials back in West Virginia when he runs for re-election in 2022. And they're going to whittle it down and so forth. But there's a standoff going on. Nancy Pelosi said to the so-called moderates or the conventional Democrats, they are not going to vote. They're not even going to vote on the hard infrastructure bill that passed the Senate this month. What do you mean this month? I mean, this month is only a couple more weeks left in this month, till August 31. Why not? Why not do it right away? She confided in people. She said, I'm not freelancing. I'm doing this because I don't have the votes in the House to pass the hard infrastructure until the Senate passes the soft infrastructure. What is the soft infrastructure? What is the $3.5 trillion? Increase medical care, child care, elder care, addressing climate change, tuition for 2 years at community colleges. All of these are terrific. I support these. But I strongly feel that the House, a bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. The House should immediately vote on the hard infrastructure, get it done, get Biden's signature on it, get shovels in the ground, get the trades to work, the carpenters, the electricians, the masons, the machinery operators, the machinists, everybody, get them to work. Millions of jobs, good jobs, union wages, good benefits, rebuild America. Then go forward on the soft infrastructure. Manchin will want to whittle it down. He isn't saying he won't vote for anything. Whittle it down. The $1.2 trillion got whittled down from $2.5 trillion. It's 50% of what Biden wanted, but it's pretty substantial. So who knows where the soft infrastructure will end up? Here is the problem, and here is the solution. The problem is that there are two Democratic parties right now. And that's not necessarily a problem. That's just a plain cold fact. And by the way, historians 100 years from now are going to be writing about this. It'll be the subject of PhD dissertations, the split in the Congress, and how this maneuvering going back and forth, how it resulted. But there are almost 100 members of the Progressive Caucus in the House, almost 100, 90 some odd. There are 220 Democrats in the House. A majority is 218. We're only two over 218. There are only 208, maybe 210 now, Republicans. There are several seats that Republican governors like DeSantis won't hold special elections on when a guy dies, and they'll go Democratic when they occur. So we basically should have about 222 seats. That's only four over a majority. It's only four over a majority. So what are we going to do with all this? The progressives say, and you know, with 100, almost 100 votes, and even if all of them don't go along with it, all you need is about five of them to go along with it, or 10. They've already announced they're not going to vote for the hard infrastructure until the soft passes the Senate. So Nancy says, we're not going to vote on it this month. It's not her idea. It's not her fault. She says, I'm not freelancing. She's not. She does not have the votes. And in the Senate now, the moderates are saying, some of them, believe it or not, we're not going to vote on the soft infrastructure in the Senate till the House passes the hard infrastructure and gets that going. So what do we do about this? We're split down the middle as a party. We have something like 120 or 25, what I would call regular Democrats like me, more in the tradition of Roosevelt, Truman, Kennedy, and that kind of thing. And then they have 100 or a little fewer of people who say they're progressives. Some of them are squads. Some of them are squad heads. Not all of them. Some just suck along so they can go back and ward off primaries by some pain in the neck or a troublemaker. I understand that. I understand that. Luke's shaking his head. Luke is a good man. Luke is a Madison guy. Luke is a Madison guy. Luke is a progressive. He fancies himself a progressive. Is that right, Luke?
I would say I identify more with the progressive wing of the party. Yeah. My question for you would be, is Mark Pocan not a regular Democrat?
Well, that's just different. The reason why that's a different subject is I've been a friend of Mark Pocan since he was a young Democrat. I've known him when he was in college. And he was not a progressive then, and he was a regular Democrat. Now he's a leader, he's a good guy, and he's a personal friend. So I stand with Mark Pocan. But Mark Pocan, here's the guy that I'm going to talk about with the solution. When push comes to shove, Biden is going to call maybe a dozen people into the White House from the House and a dozen from the Senate. Mark Pocan should be one of them, because Mark Pocan certainly is a progressive the way he presents himself to everybody on issues. But Mark Pocan is a pragmatist, okay? Mark Pocan is a pragmatist. He put out a statement when Ron Kind said he wasn't going to run again. Very praiseworthy of Ron Kind. He's the only guy that did it. Gwen Moore didn't do it. And a lot of the other progressives didn't do it because Ron Kind was seen as a moderate. But so Pocan gets it. He's a leader. So, you know, what guys do out there in the forest to kind of adapt to the wildlife in the forest, I could care less. I really could care less. What I want is when Biden brings a dozen House members and a dozen senators to the White House and sits them down and says, let me tell you something. We're not leaving this room till we have a deal. Neither of you will go forward with the other guy's bill. That's baloney. Here's what I want. And Pocan should be part of that. Pocan can govern. He can govern. I don't care if he calls himself a progressive or not. The rest of them are out there. And others, you know, they sort of trip through the daisies and, you know, they're a pain in the neck. They are a pain in the neck. They should all vote on the hard infrastructure immediately. What? The unions aren't Democrats. They don't deserve to have good union jobs rebuilding America. Let's get it done. And then we'll get the other one done. No, I'm a big fan of Mark Pocan's, because I've known him since he was in college, and he was a young Dem, and he was a very good young Dem. They were all the guys that with the young Dems then were excellent. They were just excellent. Glad to see Mark Pocan in office. But so here's what's going to happen. Nancy says, I can't bring this to the floor because I'll lose. And in the Senate, Schumer is going to say, I can't bring the 3.5 to the floor. What they did do was they passed a budget imprint, a budget outline with the 3.5 trillion, and Manchin voted for it and Sinema voted for it. That was a placeholder. It was a paradigm. All right. This stuff is all unfamiliar to a lot of people. I mean, it looks like a weird way to do it. That's the way they do it. When push comes to shove and it's fill in the blanks, Manchin's not going to put up with 3.5 trillion. What I'm saying is progressives who really are pragmatists like Mark Pocan get it. He should be in the White House at Biden's meeting. Schumer will be there. Pelosi will be there. And you'll say, cut the baloney. And then the fact is, Pocan's job will be round up the wildlife, the really extreme sorts, which you, Luke, you're a good man. If you really knew what they were up to, it would appall you. You would gasp for breath. You're shaking your head. All right. You're also showing me when I go to a break. All right. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.